These are the moments, my friend, when you need the Holy Spirit. Because you can do something so stupid while you are waiting 10 days that it'll spend you 10 years trying to undo it. You will tell yourself a story. Have you ever texted somebody that didn't text you back quick enough? And the bubbles came and the bubbles went and the bubbles came and the bubbles went. And every time the bubbles came and went, you told yourself a story about why they weren't texting you back. Oh God, they were texting while driving and they drove off the road and the bubbles went away. Oh God. And really it was nothing more than the fact that they got distracted and you weren't that important to them to text you back right away. But you had them dead in your mind because you told yourself a story. Now do you see why we need help? Not only telling the gospel story, not only that our lives would be a testimony to the Savior who shed his blood for us, but so that we tell ourselves the right story in the spaces of 10 days. I wonder, is somebody in a 10-day space between what you know God promised you and the help that you believe that he'll send you, and you need the Holy Spirit to make sense of it? So they go back to Jerusalem. They start praying, which I think is very important. They start praying with their prayer partners, which I think is even more important. And then something very cool happens. Luke gives us a cast of characters. Since we're going to be in the book of Acts, let's see the opening credits for the church. Now remember, the church is being born and it's a messy moment. And here's what's messy about it. The apostles return to Jerusalem. All they see is a suitcase. Jesus is gone. They don't know how long it's going to take. He said a few days. Did anybody hear him say, did he say 2 days? No, he said a few days. Is a few 20? Is a few 12? Is it a year? I mean, Jesus, to the Lord, a day is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day. Holly said something very profound the other day. She said, I could go through trials easier if God would give me a time clock on them. If I only knew it's just 10 days. And so the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. And when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter. We won't read every name again. I already read them once. But notice who's not there. Jesus. The last time they were in this room, maybe Jesus was with them. He's not now. What they have guided by is gone. And you're like, well, Jesus is always with me. I can see somebody clipping this right now and saying, Stephen Furtick said that Jesus was not with the disciples. I don't see his name on the list. He doesn't have a physical body at this moment on the earth. They can't hear his audible voice. That's what they're used to. And all of a sudden, they're joining together constantly in prayer, along with the women, Mary, mother of Jesus, his brothers. They're there. It's about 120 of them. And we have two elements that are in every great story, okay? One is that everything is messy. That makes a great story. The second is something is missing. Something is missing. And whenever you see a great story, one of my favorite shows that ever came on Netflix, or I don't remember the original network, but the opening scene of the series, you see a pair of khaki pants fly through the air. And then the next scene, you see a guy in his whitey tidies behind the wheel of an RV with a gas mask on. And I gotta know, how did he end up in his whitey tidies? How did his khaki pants fly through the air? Whose pants are these? Why is there a gas mask? What's going on this show right now? And I gotta watch because it's messy and there's something missing. Is it possible that the messiness in your life right now and the missing thing in your life right now is the birthplace of a story that is just about ready to unfold for God's glory in your life? I think so, because the Bible says in those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Now let's take just a moment to appreciate the beauty of the moment that Peter is standing among the believers. And maybe you wouldn't appreciate the beauty of this moment if you didn't read Luke's other book, In Luke's other book, we see Peter when Jesus was going to the cross to be accused and condemned and hung and mocked and whipped. And as Peter is watching Jesus go to the cross, I want to show you this in Luke's other book, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse number way down here. It's a long chapter, Luke. It's a long chapter, Luke, where he lets us know that when some there, as Jesus is going into the court of Caiaphas to be tried, when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. So now do you understand why it's so amazing that by the time Luke writes his sequel, tell somebody next to you, wait till you see the sequel. Because by the time we get to the sequel, the same Peter, I love it too. This gives me hope. Because there's been times in my life where I sat down by the fire. There's been times in my life where I compromised my convictions. There's been times in my life where I denied Christ with my actions, even though my lips said that I loved him. But isn't it good to see Peter, who in Luke 22, 55, was sitting by the fire. And the Bible says, I don't care what your past says. The Bible says, I don't care what Bartholomew thinks about it. The Bible says, I don't care what the accuser of the brethren says. The Bible says, in those days, Peter stood up among the believers. So watch this. Now we've got the one who was sitting by the fire, and now he's standing with the fire on the inside, declaring the word of the Lord. I speak a new sequel over your life. I speak a new season over your life. I speak character development over your life. I see someone who was sitting down last night, sitting down in front of a computer watching porn, but God brought you to stand you up on your feet to praise God today. That's the story. Oh, yeah. My story. My story doesn't end with me sitting by this fire. My story doesn't end with me sitting in this failure. My story doesn't end with me crying over who left. My story doesn't end with my weak moment causing me to relapse. My story doesn't end with the fear telling me to stay out. My story has a sequel. Shout if you got a sequel. Oh. Oh, this is the sequel. High five your neighbor. Say it's the sequel, baby. This is the sequel. I was sitting in the last scene, but wait till you see my sequel. Wait till you see this sequel. Because the best stories are born in the messiest moments. Give them a messy hallelujah. Give him a hard-fought hallelujah. Give him a heartfelt hallelujah. Give him a been through hell and came out on fire hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Because my mind said it was over, but I got a ghostwriter. My mind said it was over, but I got a ghostwriter. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will be my witness. Stand up if you're a witness. Stand up, Peter. Sit down, Simon. Stand up, Peter. Stand up. Stand up if you got a story. Stand up if you've been through the waters. Stand up if he washed you clean. Stand up. How did he stand up out of that failure? He had help. Somebody holler, I got help. Put it in the comments, I got help. Let me tell you about the helper called the Holy Ghost. He's a ghostwriter. And the Bible says he's a comforter. So if you are without comfort, you are not without comfort. 5 seconds from now, here comes the comforter. Somebody say, I have help. He give me clarity because the Bible says that he is my guide. I got a guide. Somebody shout, I got a guide. Even though the physical presence of Jesus wasn't there with them and he is not here with us today, we have something on the inside that's letting us know he's more real than what I can see. Yeah, he's a baptizer. Anybody been baptized by the Holy Spirit? Huh? Anybody been immersed in his mercy to let you know it's not over? He's a baptizer. Oh, I got so much to say about the Holy Spirit. He's an advocate. Yeah, he's an interpreter. Help you make sense out of your life. Help you sit down with stuff and say, God, show me my childhood from your perspective. Show me why I went through it from your perspective. I know what people would say about it. What do you say about it? I got a ghostwriter. It's not your story. It's not your story. Tell your neighbor, I'm sorry, but it's not your story. Now point up and clarify. Say, it's his story. And he's going to help me tell it. And wait till you see my sequel. Now look at him and say, I'm a page turner. Clap your hands if you're a page turner. Glory to God. In the highest. All right, y'all sit down. Peter stood up. What did he say? What did he say? Peter stood up in front of the whole group. I got to show you this. Oh, this is going to help you. Because I see somebody today. It's like God is doing this because he's getting ready to do this. If you don't think it's too gross, just do it real quick. Put that finger lick emoji thing on the chat on YouTube. I got one of those. And just prophetically, what God is about to do. Now watch this, watch this. If we did to Peter what the enemy does to us, we'd be doing this. But you ain't gonna find God back there because he is not here. He is risen. You get it? You get it? Shall I belabor the point? Don't look at me in Luke 22. I'm not in Luke 22 anymore. This is the sequel.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.